So, I haven't recorded an audio in a while, but I did some edges and Master asked me to talk about them. So, that's what we're doing. And I'll be fingering my ass during this. So, I have one finger in right now. We'll try to work up to four. So, the first two were no touch edges. So I'll just tell you guys about the fantasy that I had during that. We're on two fingers now. So I imagine myself in this orgy-esque situation, you know? People using me, people watching. Essentially, I'm a party favorite being passed around. Now, this is a good fantasy. I've imagined myself in that position before. It's nice to think about being covered in cum and having cum leak out of my holes and just being a ruined mess afterwards. But that wasn't the focus of this. Fuck. Okay, wait. Three fingers. Oh, that's a stretch. It's okay. I'm gonna go back to two. This is not ready for that yet. The orgy wasn't the focus of this fantasy, so we're just gonna skip to the end, where I imagine myself crawling around and asking everyone if I have their permission to come. I needed three people to say yes so that I can come. Now, here's the thing, I haven't come in a year and a half-ish, basically. So this was funny to even imagine. And that's fitting with my fantasy because most people are telling me no. I have two yeses. One second. Okay. We're gonna move up to three fingers now. I think I'm okay. Fuck. I love feeling my asshole stretch around my fingers. Okay. Where was I? Oh, last person. I'm about to ask her. And there's some hope that I might get her permission. It's a woman, and I realize she hasn't been participating, really. She's just been watching. But in my fantasy, I thought I'd already pleased everyone. I thought I'd served everyone. I thought I was being a good slut and giving other people pleasure. Giving everyone pleasure that I don't deserve. And then there was this woman who I hadn't pleased. And I still asked her permission, but before she could know, before I could even finish my sentence, she slapped me in the face. She slaps me. Fuck. She slaps me and tells me I hadn't pleased her and I shouldn't have even dared ask her. Fuck. Mm. That's, I got to the edge. Fuck. I have to thank my owner. One thank you, master. I'm gonna lick my fingers clean. Because it makes me feel dirty and pathetic. Okay, fingers back in my ass. She slapped me, and then she pushes my face into her cunt and is given a flogger so she can whip me with it while I eat her out. And after a while of that, she pulls me off and tells me to grind on her shoes, which are high heels. And I happily oblige while I still beg for her permission to come. Like a fucking dumbass. She sits there watching me. She sits there watching me humiliate myself. And when I get close, not even to an orgasm, to the fucking edge, she pulls her foot away and orders me to lick my mess clean. Fuck. Fucking my ass makes me really, really dumb. So, I'm sorry for that. When I think I finished licking her shoe clean, I get up and she tells me to go back down and that I missed a spot. But before I'm about to start licking again, she raises her foot and... This part's embarrassing. She tells me to suck on the actual high heel of the shoe, the actual high heel, yep. That's what I imagined. I imagined myself gagging on it, which master question. But like, it's stiff. It won't go down easy. Even if it's a smaller high heel. But yeah, I imagined her shoving it into my mouth and having someone hold my head, like grab a fistful of my hair. Well, she fucked me with her shoes. She fucked me with her fucking high heels. And she just laughed at me, and they all laughed at me. They laughed at me struggling and gagging. When she got tired of it, she let me suck it by myself and made fun of me for enjoying it and that there was no reason to struggle like I had been before. She told me it's my purpose. Oh, fuck. It's my purpose to humiliate myself for other people's entertainment. Fuck. I edged again. So, two thank you, master. And thank you for the people listening, honestly. I also had a no-touch edge while that was happening, like, when I was actually imagining that, so kind of funny that they lined up again. It was just really humiliating to imagine myself giving a shoe a blowjob. Okay, where was I? We should try to get four fingers in right now. Mm-hmm. I have fisted myself before. This should not be an issue. fuck. Okay. There are four fingers in me. Okay, we'll just adjust and keep going. What happened next? After I gave her shoe a blowjob, she pushed me to the floor, laid me on my back, and sat on my face. Fuck. Wow, I'm really stretched open right now. And before I can even start licking her cunt, she just grinds on me. She's full on riding my face. She's using me like a fucking object to get off. And after a while, she stops grinding on my face, leans over, and fuck, does these little taps on my clit while I eat her out. And I'm getting nothing. I'm fucking getting nothing from these little taps. They're just frustrating me and turning me on and making me desperate. But I know I have to make her come all over my face before I can even bother to ask again. She tells me that if I can come at the same time as her from these little taps, then that's okay. Otherwise, it's a no. So I'm there trying to focus on giving her her orgasm, but also trying. Trying to have my own. And before I know it, she's fucking coming all over my face, and I'm not. She comes and I'm not even at the edge. Fuck. I am actually on the edge right now. Fuck. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna slow down. I'll keep fucking my ass, but this is a lot. So I'm just left there with her pussy juices. I don't like that word, I'm sorry. All over my face. And I don't get anything. I'm begging her to edge, to just let me get to the edge, and she just gets up, walks away, and leaves me denied and desperate and an even bigger mess than when I started. I think that's it. I did three edges. I talked about two. My asshole is kind of sore. Thank you for listening. Okay, bye.